Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday, everybody out there in podcast land. This is the Hungry Medium, Kat Nyambi, doing a new thing in a new age, in a new place. Should I say a new time? These are birthday card readings. This is the premiere of birthday card readings. And this was something that was workshopped in Instagram among the shared collective, the shared consciousness of the IG community. And I hope it goes well. I've done podcasting before, and I've enjoyed it. Now I got fancy equipment. I'm on a microphone. Microphone check, 1, 2, 1, 2. And I think this is going to be something awesome. So please sit back and enjoy this very first episode of birthday card readings. You're listening to the Hungry Medium Podcast Show. I'm your host, Kat Nyambi. Here's what I've been thinking about lately. Let's get it on and pop it. Okay, we have my sister Anastasia Me. Thank you so much for signing up for this birthday card. Happy birthday, first of all. I see you have a birthday coming up. Thank you so much for helping me out with this project and for that. I am wishing you nothing but love and gratitude and peace. I'm so happy to have you in my life. I'm using the Mystical Creatures deck today because it just reminds me of people who are Aquarian, but also, you know, in this month, February just seems like the entire month is filled with you all. But you have the duck, my darling. And one of the birthday messages, as you know, the duck looks calm and cool up top, but down below, the duck is rapidly, rapidly running its feet or its flippers. So for your birthday, they are asking you to seek comfort and safety and community right now. You are wading in water, which is, of course, the duck's domain. And they want you to effortlessly glide through the various realms of emotions that you are sure to encounter this year. And they want you to allow yourself to be vulnerable. And they want you to share your feelings, your true, 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 true feelings with your community. And they want you to know that you are more supported than you think. Because the duck values its flock. And the flow of the flock has been harmonious, and this is what they seek for you. They know that you can get into some entanglements and confrontations, and it can easily affect you. You have such a soft spirit and big heart, but they want you to remember to keep your boundaries up, just like the duck keeps its head above water. This is a creature that can swim and fly. Sound familiar? So this is your opportunity to paddle on the ripple of emotions and then soar into the sky, the freedom of the sky. And that's what they want for you. They want you to stay in your comfort zone where you feel safe, but they also want you to know that you're ready to fly whenever you have the notion to do so. So you are my first birthday card reading, and I wanted to thank you so much. I hope you have a wonderful birthday. I appreciate you. You're amazing. And thanks for all of your help. Thank you so much. Greetings, greetings, everyone. I have an amazing reading I'm about to do right now. This is for one of my favorite, she probably is my favorite Aquarian. And her birthday is coming up, and it's my daughter, whose name is Jetty, on here for today. So I'm speaking to you now, my daughter. I love you so much. Thank you so much for putting up with your mother and all of her amazing, amazing ideas. And I think what people do not realize is that I do not read my children. Just plain and simple. I've probably read my oldest daughter when I first started out, but my children do not come to me for readings. So this is a very auspicious occasion, and I am offering this up for the shared consciousness to tap in, because this is a very special young lady who I'm doing this for. Are you ready, Jetty? Okay, here we go. So I'm pulling a card for you right now. Let's see what spirit wants my child to know. What do they want you to know? It's so exciting. I'm pulling from the Mystical Creatures deck. Oh, you got the Ram. Oh, wow. I've never pulled that card before. So I'm excited to tap into what they're talking about. And oh my God, it is so much you, boo-boo. This is about being a leader, a warrior, and this is about your achievement as an individual. You grabbing life by the horns. It's really talking about how the Ram is showing you how to step outside your comfort zone and how to embody the role of leader. And even though you are about to enter your Saturn return, we know it could be a test and it could be super challenging, but the Ram is here to support you with stamina for the journey ahead. So this cosmic creature has a very special power. This Ram is here to activate your mental capabilities and combine your imagination with initiation. Oh, wow. Your ability to envision the future is noted. And the Ram is just here as a sign to take action to build your ideal tomorrow, Jetty. The Ram is a warrior, you know, and it usually charges headfirst to achieve its goals and reach new heights. And you being an air sign, this is, you know, something that's like, come on down here for a minute now and push forward, fly even. So you're very curious, of course, and you know, your mind is your greatest asset, boo-boo. And you will not be surprised to where it leads you. You will not be surprised about where it leads you, boo. So it's about reframing your thoughts. That's how you can go about removing obstacles and knowing that there's more than one way to solve a problem. As your mom, all I can say is I'm encouraging you to, as usual, absorb as much knowledge as you can, because with knowledge comes power. Blessings to you, my baby. Talk to you later. See you out here in, not on the internet streets, but I'll see you out here, babe. Love as always. Toodles. That seems to be it. We did it. We did our first episode of the birthday card readings. I hope you've enjoyed this. It took a lot of participation and quick turning arounds from friends to make sure I had everything in place and tested and that everything made sense. Blessings to you. Blessings to us all. And a happy birthday, belated and early, for 2023. Let's get it moving. Let's remain in authenticity. Let's remember we're part of a shared consciousness. Let's remember we can all learn from one another. And let's remember we can always teach something to someone out there who is seeking. Thank you.
You've been listening to the Hungry Medium podcast show, hosted and produced by Kat Nyambi. Music written and produced by Oladare Bernard. For information on this podcast and other content, visit us at thehungrymedium.com. Please subscribe to this podcast on Apple and follow us on Spotify. May we always aspire to be divinely fed.